To the ritualistic priest and hypocritical Pharisee, Jesus said, "The publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." Jesus' history made a new calendar, which we call the Christian era, but he established no ritualistic worship. He knew that men can be baptized, partake of the Eucharist, support the clergy, observe the Sabbath, make long prayers, and yet be sensual and sinful. Jesus bore our infirmities. He knew the error of mortal belief, and with his stripes, the rejection of error, we are healed. Despised and rejected of men, returning blessing for cursing, he taught mortals the opposite of themselves, even the nature of God. And when error felt the power of truth, the scourge and the cross awaited the great teacher. Yet he swerved not, well knowing that to obey the divine order and trust God saves retracing and traversing anew the path from sin to holiness. Material belief is slow to acknowledge what the spiritual fact implies. The truth is the center of all religion. It commands sure entrance into the realm of love. St. Paul wrote, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." That is, let us put aside material self and sense and seek the divine principle and science of all healing. If truth is overcoming error in your daily walk and conversation, you can finally say, "I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith," because you are a better man. This is having our part in the at-one-ment with truth and love. Christians do not continue to labor and pray, expecting because of another's goodness, suffering, and triumph that they shall reach his harmony and reward. If the disciple is advancing spiritually, he is striving to enter in. He constantly turns away from material sense and looks towards the imperishable things of spirit. If honest, he will be in earnest from the start and gain a little each day in the right direction, till at last he finishes his course with joy. If my friends are going to Europe while I am en route for California, we are not journeying together. We have separate timetables to consult, different routes to pursue. Our paths have diverged at the very outset, and we have little opportunity to help each other. On the contrary, if my friends pursue my course, we have the same railroad guides, and our mutual interests are identical, or if I take up their line of travel, they help me on, and our companionship may continue. Being in sympathy with matter, the worldly man is at the beck and call of error and will be attracted thitherward. He is like a traveler going westward for a pleasure trip. The company is alluring and the pleasures exciting. After following the sun for 6 days, he turns east on the seventh, satisfied if he can only imagine himself drifting in the right direction. By and by, ashamed of his zigzag course, he would borrow the passport of some wiser pilgrim, thinking with the aid of this to find and follow the right road. Vibrating like a pendulum between sin and the hope of forgiveness, selfishness and sensuality causing constant retrogression, our moral progress will be slow. Waking to Christ's demand, mortals experience suffering. This causes them, even as drowning men, to make vigorous efforts to save themselves. And through Christ's precious love, these efforts are crowned with success.